The founder of Boys Town near Omaha, Nebraska, Father Edward Flanagan, did not begin a home for boys at first. Instead, he started with a hotel for men. This week, we salute the man who rewrote the phrase that became, "He ain't heavy, Father, he's my brother," and created an institution that touched the lives of thousands of boys and girls. I'm Doug Johnson, and that's next on Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
Hunting and fishing is very popular here, and you are minutes away from some of your favorite spots.
Bassett is proudly situated in the Nebraska Sandhills, but rivers and lakes are also part of the landscape. It's an outdoorsman's paradise.
I could live anywhere, but I chose to come back to Bassett.
For more information on moving to Bassett, visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Scott's Place. Father Edward Flanagan stepped off a train in Omaha, Nebraska in the first decade after the turn of the century as an ordained priest of the Roman Catholic Church. His entire family turned out to celebrate his triumphant arrival because most thought he would die trying to obtain his education. Twice he'd been struck down with double pneumonia and had to leave school to recuperate. But now, he joined the growing Irish clan of Flanagans who had several years before immigrated to the United States. Father Flanagan expected his first assignment to be in a small parish and was right, O'Neill, Nebraska. Although his visitations required long buggy trips from ranch to ranch, the time he spent there was restful. Father Flanagan longed for a real challenge. He was soon transferred back to Omaha. As he had in school, he attacked his duties with vigor. His first step on the road to creating Boys Town came not long after. He and several friends started the Working Man's Hotel because they noticed a number of drifters in Omaha with no place to stay. These men followed the harvest from Texas to Nebraska, only this year the harvest was poor. When they arrived in Omaha to winter, they had no money. The idea behind the Working Man's Hotel was simple. The guests who stayed there would pay if they could. If not, they would stay anyway. All the men worked at different jobs around the hotel to make it successful. Several hundred men made it through the first winter because of Father Flanagan's effort. The next fall, Father Flanagan decided they must have a bigger hotel because there were many more men who could have been helped the previous winter. When the harvesters returned, they found a much larger building that could hold over 1,000 men a night. In addition to the harvesters, Father Flanagan began to see other types filter into the Working Man's Hotel. Some bums, some drug addicts, some criminals. All were welcome. Occasionally, a boy or two would stop in needing a place to stay. The Working Man's Hotel was hardly the place for boys. Father Flanagan would put them in a secure room for one or two nights and try to find other places for them. It did, however, start him thinking again about the plight of homeless boys. As his second winter ended, Father Flanagan was discouraged because only part of his plan had been successful. He had created shelter for these homeless men, but he could not reach them to turn their lives around. He found that he could only provide room and board for them. Most were so hardened that he could not turn their lives around. This was not true of homeless boys, he was to find out. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Just after the turn of the 20th century, Father Edward Flanagan tried to solve the problems of the homeless men in Omaha, but his success was with homeless boys, and that's tomorrow. Visit my website at www.javtv.com. You'll find videos there talking about the histories of many communities of the Heartland. You'll also find out what current business possibilities exist in each of these communities. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.